Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 32, Rustenburg 34 degrees.
No major incidents on the roads at the moment. Lacquered. Although Linwood Road westbound in the capital, roadworks causing restrictions towards January Masilela Drive.
We start with news just in, and the International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, as well as Hamas military chief Mohammad Deif. The arrest warrants have been issued and classified as secrets. This is to protect witnesses and to safeguard the conduct of the investigations. Anasasi Mohobu has more.
In a statement, the ICC pre-trial chamber said there are reasonable grounds to believe that Netanyahu and Gallant intentionally deprived Gaza's civilian population of essential items necessary for survival. This includes food, water, medicine, fuel, and electricity. The chamber also found reasonable ground to hold Netanyahu and Gallant criminally responsible as civilian superiors for the war crime of intentionally targeting the civilian population. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Israel has just responded, labelling the warrants as absurd. You're at home and the family of a five-year-old Soweto boy who died from suspected food poisoning have called for the closure of spaza shops owned by foreign nationals. Siyabongo Mnisi was rushed to a local clinic after reportedly consuming snacks, which were bought at a spaza shop yesterday. He later died. Cliff Shiko has more.
Siyabonga Mnisi's relatives say they feel let down by government officials for failing to protect their children amid a national foodborne illness crisis. It's understood the five-year-old boy and his friends ate the snacks they had bought from a local spaza shop here in Deep Kloof. The shop is situated just meters away from his home. The family spokesperson Melon Diamond says they want all the spaza shops to be closed. Gauteng MEC Lebogang Maile visited the little boy's family today to pay condolences. In October, six children died after eating chips bought from another local spaza shop in Naledi, here in Soweto. Cliff Shigo, Jacaranda FM News in Deep Kloof.
In other big news today, the lawyer for the state in the case of alleged illegal miners still underground at a disused Northwest mine has asked the High Court in Pretoria to allow the police to do their job. Human rights organisation Society for the Protection of Our Constitution has filed an urgent application to force humanitarian aid to miners stuck in Shaft 11 of the Buffelsfontein mine. Advocate Bonginkosi Lukele.
And there are people outside who attempt to bring generators to miners who are trapped. It shows that this is a serious crime syndicate. It's not only when the court looks at this application, it cannot look at it in the sense that it's helpless miners who are down there. There is more to this.
Now, at the same time, the lawyer for a civil group seeking humanitarian relief for suspected illegal miners has argued police should not guard the available exits at the disused mine.
It is not the intention of the applicant to ask the court to dictate to the police how they go about doing their job. We are alive to the fact that there are laws governing how people must be brought to court to face justice and for law and order. What the applicant is contending, having regard to that there are various methods of getting people to court, and the least harsh method should be employed. And the fact that the least harsh method is not being employed is again a violation of basic rights of the people on the ground.
That's Yasmin Omar representing Society for Protection. And KASATU is urging the South African Reserve Bank to implement a larger than expected repo rate cut to help ease the financial strain on workers. The trade union Zanele Sabela says high interest rates have forced workers to cut back on essentials like food.
The Federation also calls on government to revive the economy by providing extra support to Eskom, Transnet and Metro Rail, as these entities are crucial for the optimal functioning of the economy and in particular to end Eskom's dependency on unaffordable double-digit tariff hikes.
An announcement is expected.